The husbandman was a person of intense piety. Apparently, he would often, despite all his hard physical labor, spend all night and a lot of the morning in prayer. He was so given to devotion and open to the presence of God that he sometimes neglected his plowing, his farm work. But the stories about him say sometimes God sent his angels to do the work Isidore wasn't able to do. I bet some of you folks wish God would send you some angels to do all the work you have to do. But in Isidore's life, and in most of your lives, God did send you someone to help you in all you had to do. Most farm families consist at least of a husband and a wife. And in my experience, one is as strong and as determined as the other. Many of the Catholic women who grew up on farms and work on farms are enormously capable, very determined. And God gave Saint Isidore his wife, Maria, who could work as hard as he could and was intent on what needed to be done and who prayed hard every day and worked hard every day, bringing in the harvest. She actually lived about 4 years longer than Isidore, but always, always was busy in the vocation God had given her. I think it was a lady rather like that that we heard about in today's reading from the Gospel. It doesn't say she was a farmer, but most of the folks Jesus preached to lived on the land and worked with their hands and brought in the harvest, either as fishermen or as farmers or as shepherds. This lady was a widow. And in those days, women without a male relative could easily experience injustice. In those ancient patriarchal days, there had to be a husband, an older brother, an uncle, a grandpa who would stand up for them. But even in the face of that situation, the woman in today's gospel was not afraid. She not only faced a judge by herself, she faced a wicked judge. A judge who could care less about right or wrong. Probably a judge who was only open to bribery. A judge who would be influenced by the powerful and would look down upon a poor widow lady. But that didn't scare this lady. She went after that judge day in and day out, relentlessly, with strength, with conviction. And he finally says, I'm either going to give in or that lady is going to do me an injury. So you can kind of picture a strong, determined farm lady making sure that she was able to defend her house and her home and her rights. And the amazing part of that story is not the strength of the woman, but that Jesus uses this rather shocking parable to say we should pray that way. We should pray the way a determined widow pleads and fights and even threatens an unjust judge. Now think about it. Notice the shock in that. We know God is not unjust. We know God is not crooked. We know He is good. But prayer does not change the heart and mind of our good God. But persistent, constant prayer does change us. And we need to be relentless in that prayer that allows us to be open to the goodness that God always wills. Prayer makes space in our hearts for miracles to happen. Prayer allows us to be partners with God, not only in the work of creation and bringing in the food this world needs, but in the work of our salvation, being more and more aware of Almighty God, of sharing in His life, of passing on that love to our neighbor, of being comforted in our troubles and given great joy and consolation in our joys. Prayer empowers us to see our God even here on earth. You know, folks, I bet if you inhaled real deeply, you'd get past the smell of the incense, and all over our diocese, you'd probably smell some hard work already going on in kitchens. getting ready for Thanksgiving, folks cooking and preparing and planning and calling one another up and making sure everyone will be there for the great Thanksgiving meal. Again, a lot of the times it's women who do that work. I know there's some great male chefs who cook turkeys, but a lot of times it's the moms and the grandmas. And my gender just gets to eat and watch football on that day. But that great Thanksgiving banquet, honestly, should be a time where we do recognize that we are in partnership with God, recognize our necessity to praise Him and thank Him, recognize that we should never lose faith and always go on pleading for what is good in this world and pleading for our own wholeness in the Lord and longing, looking forward, believing in that banquet in heaven that is without end, where God is the Father of all, where Jesus, our teacher and our high priest, brings us to the Father, where the Holy Spirit fills us and entirely changes us the way the Holy Spirit truly changes ordinary bread, the work of human hands, and wine, the work of a human harvest, into the true, resurrected body, blood, soul, and divinity of our good Savior. So, let us all imitate Isidore and his wife. Let us be unceasing in our working for good, but let us especially be unceasing in turning our hearts and our lives entirely over to the direction God wants. And let us be ready for God to amaze us as He changes us.